You never took a stupid name?
Oh, yeah, Melanie's your
stupid name. Oh, Melanie is a stupid name.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you want to talk about how you decided to take the name? And
well, it was fairly early. Oh, maybe 4 or 5 years. I forget when I changed it. I don't know. I think it was not that I had an urgent need to change it, but I was kind of curious to see, because in those days we would write to BOPOC and ask for a name. And I think BOPOC gave, well, he would send letters. He'd say, and I'm not sure if it was BOPOC or Ibu Rahayu, I can't remember now, but they would send a letter and say, your name should begin with M. And then you'd fill in 5 possibilities that you might like. I was kind of surprised about Melanie. And essentially it means grace, I think. But I much prefer it to Nancy, which is my legal name.
I choke when I could start to call her Nancy. Yeah. I really do. You know, I really, I cannot.
Well, it's also hard because his brother's wife's name is Nancy. You know, but would his brother will not call me Melanie. So
but the interesting thing is, my mother could not buy into that at all. And yet, she grew up in the Catholic Church, and every time they get promoted, they change their damn name. And I told her, you know, my name is Frederick, because when somebody calls me Frederick, it puts me into a different space. And, you know, but she never could understand that.
You know, my dad didn't understand that either.
You could have suggested, you know, there are worse possibilities in Seward than Frederick and Melanie. And I mean worse from a perspective of Anglo culture, yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, you have a Muslim name. What kind of crazy thing is this?
Susilawati might have thrown them on.
Susilawati branch flower, that would have been a tough blossom to swallow.